supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 31st of January, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Tabitha Beasley.
Hello.
Hello. Have we learnt how to spell the name, say the name, of the Italian restaurant in Tenterden yet?
I'm a little bit upset from our friend Martin.
Right.
Criticising my co-hosting skills.
Really?
Aww. Well, my pronunciation. I've never.
And has he told us how to pronounce it?
Well, he said it's something in Sicily. Hang on a minute, I have to find it now. Restaurant as in Inspector Montalbano.
Montalbano.
Montalbano. From Sicily, Uninis is what he said.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll have to learn that one.
Nice to be appreciated.
Was that Martin White?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ignore him.
Aww.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
I've still got 29 million emails to get through.
I know, and we've got two really important guests to speak to in a moment, but we'll do a couple of emails and then we're going to talk to Keith and Adam.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So, Seven Oaks Business Show 2017, Friday the 28th of April, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a business networking presentation and exhibitors event, so free entry, always worth going to, you never know who you might meet, and free goodie bags to the first 100 visitors. That's at the Stag Plaza, London Road, Seven Oaks, on Friday the 28th of April.
It's a cracking little event, that. I've been going there for the last two or three years, and this year the Business Bunker Show are partnering with them, and we're their media partner.
Oh, nice.
And I shall be there with an outside broadcast unit. An outside broadcast unit. That's pretentious, isn't it? Me and my mic will be there. it's an outside broadcasting unit. We'll be there. We'll be interviewing some of the standholders and some of the people there. But it's a lovely little event. And as I say, it's been going for a couple of years now. And it's always very well attended in Seven Oaks there at the Stag Plaza. So if you do get a chance, pop in. It's good fun. It really is
and
good
also,
fun.
There's not a huge amount of activities over on that side of Kent. We kind of focus around Ashford and Maidstone and Canterbury.
Yeah.
So it's always good to go to a slightly different area and meet, you know, potentially different prospects, different partners and things like that, and see who else is out there.
Absolutely. And whilst we're talking about Seven Oaks, I think I'd read this. It's from the Donington Manor Hotel, which is there at Riverhead at Seven Oaks. And it's your perfectly packaged Valentine's celebration. I'm getting all lovey-dovey this week, aren't I?
Your requests are going to start coming in.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Aphrodisiac Workshop.
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
Delight your sense in an indulgent truffle-making workshop the 11th of February, 12 to 2pm and 3 to 5pm. Only £35 a person. Book before the 6th of February and save £10. So get yourself on the Aphrodisiac Workshop, bud. Why would you need that? You don't need that, do you? Nah.
Moving on.
There's a pre-Valentine's party as well. Dance to our DJs. Old school tunes with canapes and bubbly. On the 11th of February, 6:30pm onwards, £20 a person. Book before the 6th of February and save £5. Or, if you're going to go for the blast, there's a Valentine's Day package. Share a five-course meal, overnight stay and romantic luxuries on the 14th of February. There is a dinner-only option, but I'd stay the night if I were you. It's the easiest way to do it.
We can't go, Paul, because we're going to the football.
We are, yeah. We're going to the football.
We're busy going doing
the ultra romantic football
at Gillingham FC.
Yeah, you're Chesterfield and you know you are, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be amazing.
It's far more romantic than an aphrodisiac workshop, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean,
let's get this in perspective. Yeah.
It's all about the balls.
See, we got her eventually, didn't we? We made her come down to our level.
Moving on.
So if you want to partake in any of those packages at the Donington Manor Hotel, you can reserve your place by either calling them on Seven Oaks, which is 01732 462 681. That's Seven Oaks 462 681. Or you can go to their special website for these events, which is Valentine's at donningtonmanor.co.uk. valentines@donningtonmanor.co.uk, and find out about the Aphrodisiac Workshop, the pre-Valentine party, or the full Monty Valentine's Day package. Good stuff. What do you reckon? Good. Do you know what we're going to do now? I think it's about time we spoke to some sensible guests again.
These poor boys have been sat here sweating away.
I know, it's so hot in
the
studio.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be here.
Yeah.
I feel all old and pregnant. Men.
So
I'm happy with boys.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Keith Mabbott and Adam Lawrence to the studio. Chaps, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Absolute pleasure. If you don't mind, I'm going to start with Keith. Keith is behind a project called Street Soccer. So, Keith, why don't you kind of run us through what this is all about and kind of what you're doing with this?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. It's a program that I created in the summer of 2015. Mm. It's a personal development program specifically to help young people and those at a disadvantage. So those that are currently experiencing homelessness, and also those that are long-term unemployed. Mm. So it works over 12 weeks and has a football theme to it, hence the name. Mm. But it looks to utilise the power of football as a sport. It's obviously the most popular sport on the planet.
Mm. And apart from fishing.
Apart from fishing. Yeah, and bowls.
Yeah.
I mean, when I arrived, didn't I gave you a little gift, a football.
And Keith gave me a football. He tossed it at me, and I put it away in the top corner without thinking, I think.
You did, but what it did is put a massive smile on your face.
It did indeed,
So joking aside, it's an incredible sport that breaks down barriers and you know, brings together kind of, I guess, young people in a similar situation. Mm. So it's for 16 to 24-year-olds, male and female. Mm. So, you know, people shouldn't necessarily just think it's street soccer, football, therefore it's just for, you know, young lads. Mm. It's very much for women as well. And we actually had a recent graduate who ended up being selected for England to represent England at the Homeless World Cup.
Wow.
Last year. So
fantastic stuff. So so you're just over a year old since you kind of came up with a concept. Can you talk us through from conception to where you are now in terms of what you've had to do to get this up and running?
Yeah, it's been a real quick journey. Mm. Literally, Paul, when I say the summer of 2015, I was sat at home. You and I know each other, and I was kind of rocking away in my chair at home, thinking about a few bits and pieces, what I might be able to do next.
Thinking about whether you get up and do some work.
Exactly. Everyone knows me for that. But honestly, what it was, suddenly I was listening to the radio in the background, and the CEO of Shelter came on, which is a homeless charity, national homeless charity, and they started to talk about homelessness statistics across the country, and then kind of drilled down into the state of affairs for young people. And I just genuinely was really shocked about it. So kind of cancelled the radio, as it were, jumped online, done a bit of research, and it was really damning statistics, and I just wanted to do something about it. So my background, as you know, but for the listeners, is kind of helping young people into employment. I've run a recruitment business for a number of years, and then I've run a job board as well, so over kind of 10-12 year period.
It wasn't a very good one.
It wasn't as good as jobsinkent.com, I'll give you that.
Thank you for that.
That's fine, it's a nice little plug. There you go, Pete as well, listening out. I thought I had something. Mm. So I literally, it was that beer mat scenario, that I circled, three circles on a bit of paper, kind of, you know, the football bit, the employability bit, and then the kind of question mark, you know, the kind of output of what the program would be. I sketched it out. Essentially drew up a PowerPoint, brief sort of slide deck, took it to the PFA, Professional Footballers Association. Weren't entirely sure what was going to happen, if I'm really honest with you, but pitched it into the guys down there. They were extremely supportive, and said, you know, they would love to support it and introduce us to a club to begin with, because I essentially said to them that we would need to tack on a professional football club to help us deliver the football element. So they initially introduced us to West Ham United, Premier League club, for East London. No particular favouritism, literally they just thought that would suit the club well in terms of their foundation, the programmes they had already up and running. And we piloted it. So that was in the kind of October, November period of 2015.
Right.
And it went exceptionally well, genuinely. You know, we saw it made an impact. So I was then approached to actually take it to Kent. I was going to do that because I live here, my family here. So I actually wrote to the chairman of Gillingham Football Club, Paul Scally. I was at Gillingham, as I think you know as well, a long time ago, for 3 years. Didn't quite make it as a pro, but that's how it kind of kicked off. And, and since we've worked with Gillingham, I can't thank the club enough, and particularly Adam's team at the Trust. They've been exceptional, and it's kicking on from there.
We're going to talk to Adam in a moment about street soccer and the greater work that the Community Trust at Gillingham does. Can you give us an overview, though, Keith, of the processes that young people are going through? So you've just selected a second cohort, I believe, for the next programme. But as a young person coming onto the programme, can you step us through what actually happens?
Yeah, sure. So essentially, like I said, it's a 12-week programme. So we have a trial day, quite right. We held that last Friday in Gillingham at the Star Meadow Sports Ground. We've taken on a new 10. And these are young people, like I said earlier, 16 to 24-year-olds. Day one, it's all about an overview of the programme. But the key for us is we take a kind of team approach. And team is an acronym, so it's spelled TEEM. So it's training, engagement, education and mindset. And it was really interesting hearing Ash earlier on talking about the power of, a positive mindset. It's very much a common theme throughout our delivery. So what we do is, first of all, on purpose, we take them out onto the pitch. So it's 90 minutes specifically on the pitch as a group collective. And that's where we are, using football as that common theme, breaking down those barriers, putting a smile on these young people's faces, getting them to hopefully be a bit more confident in their surroundings. We get to know them as individuals, before which we then take them into a kind of lunch arena. We all have lunch together on purpose as a group. We're all a team, as it were, before then the afternoon session, which is all the kind of employability workshops. And they focus on essentially work readiness skills.
Okay, so I want to kind of just examine some of that, because the thing is, when you talk about things like that, people get the football side of it straight away, and then they go, yeah, okay, so you've got a bunch of kids playing football, and... But there's a lot more to it than that, isn't it? And that's the whole point about this. Football is just a catalyst to bring them in and give them some discipline to what they're doing, presumably.
You're absolutely right. We found that a key trigger for homelessness is unemployment. And just in the Medway alone, I was speaking with Chatham Job Centre, which is the largest job centre in Kent, actually. And there's 1,400 young people on their books, all currently unemployed. I think 800-odd on Job Seekers Allowance, 600-odd on Universal Credit. And ultimately, there's nothing too wrong with these young people. Yep. Of course there isn't. But they've just hit a bit of a patch, and typically it's their mindset. It's their confidence. It comes back to what Ash said earlier
It's exactly what we were talking with Ash about earlier, isn't it? You get into a perception, and I know this from my work with young people as well in different fields in terms of getting into the world of work. People get to the point when they don't think they can get a job. They don't think they have any skills, and they don't think there's anything they want to do.
It's exactly right, Paul. And so we absolutely harness that knowledge, I guess, and really get them to start believing in themselves. We show them that we genuinely care about them, which we do. It might not sound a lot, but a really important part of the session, you asked me to break it down very briefly for you. Session one, we give them a full kit. This term round, I'd just like to, if I may, thank FM Conway, Kent-based firm.
Sure.
They're our exclusive official shirt sponsors for this programme with Gillingham this season. But they're all in the same kit. We give them all street soccer branded tracksuits. We immediately become a unity. We're all there as a team.
And that's a great thing to do, isn't it? Because that's another thing that you need to level people out here. Otherwise, some people that can't afford a kit or can't afford a pair of boots or whatever, they just immediately feel disenfranchised again.
That's exactly why we do it, Paul. And that includes the management, the management and coaching team as well. So we're all in it together. There's no hierarchy. Of course, we're there to teach them and develop them as individuals, and they get that. So we make it very clear. I mean, when you said earlier on, it's not just about the football. It isn't. Football is the engagement piece. That's what brings people together. That's what attracts the young people to want to find out more about it. But they very much know from session one, this is a personal development program. And ultimately, and I'd love to kind of, enlighten all the listeners today, those that don't know about it, come mid-April this year, 19th of April, will be our final session of this next program with Gillingham. We will have 10 graduating young people, all completely clued up, positive, really keen to prove themselves, really wanting an opportunity. you know, at a company, you know, whether, unless they want to go into coaching or, you know, that kind of thing, which the club can obviously help them out with.
Sure. Absolutely. Brilliant stuff. And I was going to ask you something. It's gone completely out of my head now. So in terms of getting these young people, oh, that's what I was going to ask you. How do you actually source the young people? Do you drive around the streets and just grab people and look at a loose end or...
Yeah, we use your van, Paul. Don't you remember?
Yeah, exactly.
it's a real coming together, actually. We work with partners like the local job centres, Porchlight, which is a homeless charity in Kent, the Medway Youth Trust, CXK, all of us together, Group Collective. Again, you know, it's a real partnership-led activity, you know, so we put the word out. We don't, at this stage, we do not, as a team, go out onto the streets and actually try and identify people, you know, young people, for various reasons. But working with those key stakeholders, almost as, a referral partnership, they know the young people, they know how this will benefit them and what they're going to get out of it. And that's been working really well. And certainly as we develop the programme, we've got plans, ideally, to run, obviously, additional programmes as we develop the offering. And ultimately, we want to chip away at that 1,400 young people coming on the books at the job centre.
And can I just ask, because I'm sure people will be asking, I mean, the young people that you've got on there, I mean, do they have to be exceptionally talented footballers as well?
I appreciate the question, because that's a real misconception. And it's a really fair one, of course it is. But just to reiterate the same point, that the football is the engagement piece. Yeah. So it's literally, that's what attracts people to the
program. So anyone can do it? You don't?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like I say, you know, the current group right now, there's immediate variance in skill level. You know, we've seen that from the trial day. Some of them, you know, quite clearly are showing great promise, you know, with the football, but others are literally there just to have a kick about and meet new people, you know, and get an opportunity. And actually, part of that selection process is we get them to tell us specifically why they want to come onto the programme and what they actually want to get out of it. And some of those answers reveal a lot of, you know, key information for us that we make use of whilst we make it then a tailored programme towards the end.
Right, cool. If I may, I'd like to turn to Adam now. And Adam, you run the Gillingham Football Club Community Trust.
I do.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Community Trust and the kind of work that you're doing in general, and then we'll talk about your partnership with Street Soccer?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Keith approached us about a year ago, must have been now, when he sent the letter into the club, and we'll come on to our relationship with that project. But that really did fit in with what we do overall as a community trust. Those people that follow football up and down the country, whether they're Chelsea fans like yourself, Paul, or some better clubs as well.
Do you see what he did there?
Each have an associated charity. Essentially, our role is to deliver all of the charitable objectives of Gillingham Football Club in Medway, first and foremost. That's our home as a football club, but also across wider Kent. And as at this moment in time, at least, Kent's only football league club, we have quite an area to go out and work in. And so our real drive is to do more in the community, both in Medway and Kent, further afield. And we deliver a whole variety of projects across that area. I'd lean back to what Tabitha said earlier on in the show about the Twitter bio being really important, and a really quick way of a sentence to overview what we do. People can go onto our Twitter, which is at Jill's Community, and have a look. But we are just that. We're a sports and education charity, helping people across all kinds of ages and areas of the county, really.
Right. Can you give us a feel for the kind of things that you're doing? I mean, obviously, it's all football related. I mean, that makes sense. You go across different parts of the county, and you stage open days, football days?
Yeah, all kinds, really. I mean, you and I were having a conversation before we started about another club just further out of Kent.
We won't talk about that.
And it really started with football in the community, back in the kind of 80s and early 90s, of a bag of balls, bibs, cones, going out into local schools, going to local parks and engaging in football activity. We still do an awful lot of that. We engage with a number of the primary schools, particularly within Medway, but further afield in Kent, and really deliver some engaging sports activity, and that's the link with Keith's project as well. But we've really opened our eyes up to the impact that football can have as a vehicle for change in people's lives. And that's not just about sports development and taking part in football or other sports, in fact, but education as a whole. And That's reflected in some of our projects that we run. We have an independent school, which we run directly from the football club at the stadium, which engages a group of children that have fallen out of mainstream education for whatever reason, education based or behaviours and difficult stories some of these young people have. And so the way, again, coming back to what Keith said about the street soccer programme, of engaging people in a different way, being able to invite those people into the stadium to have their English and maths lesson inside this amazing place that isn't just a classroom at the back of a school is a really powerful way of delivering projects for us. And then we vary all the way down to we run a really quite big apprenticeship program where we place young apprentices, largely males, because it ticks a box of not many male teachers within primary schools across Kent. And so we actually have at the moment, we have 42 young apprentices working in primary schools delivering PE and sport, but also supporting targeted groups of youngsters with English and maths as well. And that, along with the school, are really our two biggest projects. But we've also done work with Department for Work and Pensions in terms of getting people back into employment. We work all the way down in the marsh and working with sixth forms at schools. So, yeah, the range of projects we could go on forever, Paul. And I know you've got a few more million adverts to read out.
No, but absolutely. But the work you're doing is fantastic. And as you said, I had some involvement with another similar type of scheme a while back. And we had, and I think this is indicative of the kind of thing that you get here. We had a young lad on that scheme from South London who had been involved in crimes and gangs and had spent time in prison. He was only 17. He came on a football program. He was rubbish at football, but absolutely loved it. And really, the thing that he took away from it was all the stuff that goes around football, diet and fitness and all the rest. And a lot of the kids on the program go into, you know, like PE teaching. This lad became a chef.
Wow.
They put him through a chef's apprenticeship, but a nutritional chef, a sports chef, when he was talking about diet for football or a sport in general. And he ended up as an ambassador in the townships in Soweto, in South Africa, giving cookery lessons to kids there on nutritional food. For wannabe sports people. It turned his life completely around.
That's an amazing story, and and one of hundreds, if not thousands, up and down the country that I joke about the other club, but all of the clubs across the country are doing wonderful jobs in their communities.
Absolutely.
They really are. And
and
that's our aim within Gillingham and Kent, to do hopefully have similar stories through Keith Street Soccer's project, but others as well.
And it's fascinating, the fact that you help people into apprenticeships, because, again, that's a passion of mine, to look at a range of different things. And as you say, one of the things that I happen to know, and you made reference to it, is that primary schools especially struggle with getting male teachers to teach in primary schools, and therefore sport and things like that isn't covered in as widely as it could be.
Absolutely. Well, my background is teaching. I was a secondary PE teacher briefly, actually in Ashford at the Towers School. Shout out to everyone that's listening there, of course. But we developed that programme around three big flaws in education, from my point of view. A is the lack of males in primary schools. Some have no male teachers whatsoever, which is baffling, really. But also, obviously, the obesity crisis.
Why is he looking at me, Bird?
There's no mirror to look at myself. And that's a huge issue, of course. But also, having come from a PE background in secondary schools, that the lack of quality provision of PE in primary schools as well is a big issue for me. And you have the occasional primary school that have someone there with a real passion for sport, and therefore the PE in that school is cracking, brilliant. But if they don't have that, there's a real lack of quality PE, and it's often down to the and no fault of this person, but the qualified science teacher that takes them out on the field and gets them to run around in a circle for 20 minutes and head back in. And that is a real picture of what's going across the country, really. And so the apprenticeship program is one of the boxes that we tick with it. And it's only been going about 15, 16 months. But already, as I say, we've got 42 apprentices around the county in primary schools. And it could be more as we go.
That is really fabulous. And that deserves to get more recognition than it has. I mean, I certainly hadn't heard of the scheme. And it deserves to get a lot more recognition because it's that is really important. It's really crucial. And coming back to what Keith was saying about his original idea behind street soccer, I think this is the crucial thing. And as someone who also didn't particularly get on at school with traditional academic schooling, like I popped in a couple of times, but it wasn't really for me, so I didn't bother to go back. You know, the thing is that you need to engage people. And academic schooling doesn't engage a lot of people, especially boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially boys. And therefore, you need something else to inspire them to come on board in terms of trying. And what never ceases to amaze me with schemes like Gillingham Community Trust and street soccer is how quickly these young people will actually fall in and start to get more discipline into their lives because they want to be involved. And that's the big change of mindset, isn't it? So absolutely. If we can fast forward a little bit, Adam.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for a while now with the Community Trust.
Yeah, five years I've been there almost.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then you came across Keith, and you guys have decided to kind of take pity on him and help him out.
Yeah, well, it was literally a letter that Keith sent into the club and initially addressed to the chairman, who's actually one of our trustees and incredibly supportive of what we do. And it landed on my table, Keith's letter, and I said, this sounds right up our, forgive the pun, street,
yeah.
And something that we could be involved with. So I invited Keith and one of his colleagues in to see us, and we had a good chat, and within minutes we really hammered out what we were going to do, and the fact that we were keen to lend our name to it,
yeah.
In terms of helping the recognition and the brand and hopefully some sponsorship as we go forward and all those things. And it's been a huge success for us. We've been able to have the support of other partners as well. Keith rightly mentioned Star Meadow Sports Club in Gillingham, which have been incredibly supportive, but there's others as well that I'm sure Keith will mention. And just in a 12-week project, which we delivered from about September through till Christmas last year, and as Keith alluded to, we've got a second one starting tomorrow, in fact. We're really keen not only to continue with street soccer and Keith, but really build on what we've achieved so far. And I really see this being a project that we can roll out across the whole of the county.
Yep.
And I'm sure Keith's ambitions are beyond that, out of the county and further afield as well, with the support of some other great football clubs, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Can I just come to Ash now? Because, Ash, you're a big supporter of this as well. So give us a little bit of an insight into what you led you into kind of getting involved in this.
I was mugged.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that. Yeah.
I was going to a meeting at Gillingham Football Club with the PFA, Professional Footballers Association. And I'm walking along the street, and this young bloke said, "Oh, Ash Lawrence, I know you." I thought, "Who are you?" Anyway, all joking aside, we had a laugh, and he said he'd contact me. He did. Told me about.
He wasn't trying to sign you up for a programme. He didn't think you were like,
he did.
Some homeless kid.
Homeless.
He said, "Oh, I'll get you on a programme, mate."
It's the flip flops. That's what it is.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But we got together. He told me about it. You know, I have a passion for football,
yep.
And for sport,
yep.
And I've been lucky enough to do quite well with my businesses. And I think we want to put stuff back into the community. And every 2 years, we get a new charity in ABC that we support fully. And this seemed like the ideal fit for us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The fact that, you know, Keith is taking people off the street through football and putting them back into work with 6,000 members, I'm sure there's a way that we can get some of our members taking some of Keith's. So it seemed to me to be a perfect match.
This is where success can come, though, isn't it? As a project unfolds and you collaborate more and more, you know, with Keith's idea, facilitated by Gillingham Football Club and their presence as a professional football club and the facilities that I have around that, that acts as a catalyst and then but draws other people in. That's the thing that's going to start making a difference. That will make a real difference to people at a practical level. And that's one of the things I really like about what all three of you guys are doing to make things work here.
But sure, isn't that what it's all about all the
absolutely.
Way around? Is
yeah.
Groups of people that can coming
yeah.
together and actually doing it.
Absolutely.
Rather than
and,
just talking about
and
it.
And what interests me, and that, for me, that's the key point. You know, there's been loads of government schemes over the years where they try to tell you what to do, and I'm not having a go at them. You know, they can only do what they can do. But they go, well, you know, we'll do Sure Start, or we'll do this, or we'll do Quick Start, or we'll change this, or do that. But they never really actually work. because there's no motivation for any of it. It's just what you're sent to do. Bottom-up stuff, where people sign up of their own accord, get involved of their own accord, whether that's the young people coming onto it, or our local football club, or people like Keith, or people like Ash, people that are doing it because they want to do it make a huge difference to getting things done. Mm-hmm. And to making things work. And I think it's an absolutely fabulous scheme, and what you guys are doing is absolutely brilliant. And it's got so much potential. That's the beauty of it. You know, from another point of view, one of the things we struggle with in the jobs market here in Kent is getting people to undertake apprenticeships. There's a lot of apprenticeships about, but it's quite hard to get people to sign up to them. So again, you guys acting as a catalyst to start that line of people going into apprenticeships is really, really brilliant stuff. Really
just,
cool.
Just on that, Paul, I think is it the 6th to the 10th of March? Mm-hmm. It's National Apprenticeship Week.
Yeah.
And it's slap bang in the middle of our next delivery.
Right.
So on purpose, I would really encourage all of your listeners, you know, those that represent businesses, you know, small to mediums, across the county, we would love to interact and engage with you simply for that reason. You know, we really want to create as many opportunities as we can for our young people. And we've actually got a network of young people now. So those that are on the course being actively delivered on, you know, those that have graduated, and actually we've got a number of other people that now know about it and actually want to come onto the programme. So thankfully we've had a blessing, you know, Gillingham will be the flagship programme for the County of Kent, but Kent is huge, you know, and we've had young people travelling from as far afield as Dover to get to Gillingham off their own back.
Right.
You know, and these are young, forgive me for saying it, but they are typically vulnerable people.
Yeah.
But on purpose, we tell them to be at a certain place at a certain time to report to a particular individual, and we leave it to them to get there.
Yeah.
And that's the first challenge in itself.
Yeah.
You know. And thankfully, come the trial day that we had just last Friday, we had 100% attendance.
And that is staggering, isn't it? Because nothing ever gets 100% attendance when young people are concerned.
Well, it's amazing. Mm. Again, the power of football is a similar example to that. The kids we see in the school that I mentioned earlier, coming from schools with 20, 30% attendance, they come to us and our attendance is up in the 90%. Yeah. And it's just because it's football.
Yeah.
And I think that gets forgotten sometimes. And that's no different to Keith's project here. And I'm sure we'll have 10 very committed young people to this course over the next 10 weeks who will inevitably come out with it with a real path forward for them.
Absolutely. So from your point of view, would it be useful to have local businesses that want to get more involved in this as well?
We would absolutely love it. I mean, we've actually created an official supporters club for the Street Soccer Foundation.
Cool. Okay.
So with that, we've created a number of benefits, of course. So it's not a cap in hand, Paul. It really isn't a kind of please donate here. You know, we really want employers to feel that they want to be a part of it for not just, you know, a CSR tick in the box.
Yeah.
That's really important, of course, if you've got a commitment to that.
Yeah.
The Street Soccer Program is a perfect kind of case study for you.
Yeah.
But inclusive of that, we've got opportunities to win prizes, you know, match day tickets, you know, meet a player kind of thing, sign shirts. Mm. We can deliver upon all of that, but fundamentally, it's pulling in employers that want to give an opportunity for young people that we can assure them will be work ready over a 12-week period. And it's on purpose delivered like that, a three-month period with 12 delivery sessions. But in and around those delivery days, of course, is mentoring support.
Right.
So it's a full-time program, albeit active delivery is once a week, every Wednesday, in this case with Gillingham. But yeah, if any employers out across the country would like to get involved, we've got a specific supporters tab now live on the website.
Okay. So, if you're out there in Kent and you're running a business and you think it's about time you did something to help, whether you just did it from a corporate social responsibility point of view or because you're trying to blag some free tickets to a Gillingham game or you want to come and play with my ball, or you want to help young people to take on more of a challenge and get into the world of work, and it's important. It really is important for us. You know as well as I do, Keith, that I'm very involved through the FSB with engaging young people in education into the world of work. And it's a massive thing that a lot of employers now are starting to pay attention to, because we have big skill shortages in the UK, especially in the southeast of England. It's really hard to get people in, and we want to encourage as many people as possible into the world of work. So if you're a business out there, I want you to get in touch with Keith. Ash, you want to?
On the 27th of February, Keith is speaking at the ABC Big Breakfast meeting.
Okay.
So lots of businesses there. If you want to know more, come along. You can book on the ABC website. And great opportunity to network as well.
Absolutely. So that's the 27th of February. Where's it taking place?
At the Cornwallis Suite in Maidstone. So it's a big venue. We can get 100 people in there. Plus, there will be, I think we've got about 55 already.
Yep.
So come along.
Yep. So it's Cornwallis Suite.
27th.
Cornwallis Suite is in Toville, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Or East Farley, if you want to be posh.
Toville.
Yeah, Toville. Yeah. See, Toville, mate. look, it's a great venue, though, the Cornwallis Suite. 27th of February, come along to that, to the ABC meeting there. Alternatively, how can they find out about your corporate packages? That's on the website?
It's simply streetsoccerfoundation.org.uk. And there's a specific supporters tab on the website with all the details.
Fantastic. And Adam, we can follow you guys on their Twitter.
Yeah, please do. We're quite active on there. One of my colleagues, Rosie, back in the office, will be listening to this. And hopefully, looking at the Twitter numbers, go up over the course of the day.
But, absolutely.
Lots of what we do is on there.
So, okay. Yeah, please and that's Jill's?
At Jill's Community.
At Jill's Community.
Yeah.
So we shall check into that and find out more about what you're doing.
Brilliant.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for that. It's fantastic what you're doing. And all power to you. Do keep on keeping on because we're right behind you in it. And, you know, if we can ever help promote anything, just ask. We're more than happy to do that because what you do is brilliant.
Thank you, Paul.
Pleasure. So do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. We've got loads more emails to cover and loads of bits and pieces to do. But for the moment, fantastic to hear from Keith Mavitt of Street Soccer and Adam Lawrence of the Gillingham Football Club Community Trust. Thank you so much. Whew. I've had a follow-up tweet from Nies, who has located the second part of her tweet. And she says, it's Abacus Furniture, and they work hard and they need support. And she said, I met them on a walk today. So there you go, ultimate networking. She said, you can call them on Medway 01634 296662. I'll give you that number again. It's Medway 01634 296662. 296662, and that's Abacus Furniture, and they need furniture and bikes to help support people. So do check that out, or you can follow Nies on her what she calls her Hair Up account on Twitter, which is her professional account, which is the Mylan Focus, all one word, themylanfocus, the Mylan Focus. Do give her a follow on there and find out more about it.
That was a great chat, guys. I really enjoyed that, actually. And sorry, I'm still thinking about all the things you said because I know, obviously, football is your lead into it, but just finding something that innovates, or not, sorry, innovates is the wrong word, that excites and encourages young people, teenagers, young adults, whatever, in whatever way is brilliant. You know, school is not for everyone, but finding something and getting them out and supporting them. And just to go back, so the Street Soccer also has a really good Twitter account, so Street Soccer CIC, so that's at Street Soccer CIC, if you want to find more about Adam and everything going on there.
Cool.
Okay.
Good
Should
stuff.
I carry on with emails?
You can do an email. So do follow up on that. I've got, see, they're taking the mickey now. I've got a tweet now from the Hunting Edge that says, can we request a tunage tune,
please?
Oh, yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah? No, you can't. And they want Chris Rea on the beach, and you can't have it, no.
I think
I'm putting my foot down now.
People want their cockles warming.
Really?
Well, it's very cold. Have you seen the news? It's going to get to minus 10 in February.
Not in here, it isn't.
Well, no. It's a little hot in here. But it's true, it's going to get cold again. Very cold again.
How's that happening?
Well, global warming, are we going to go on to that one?
No. Okay. I was just wondering what, if it was getting cold because it was winter or something.
Yeah, good point. So did you want me to read some?
Yes, please.
Great, okay. Faversham Business Partnership. Faversham Business Partnership Meet the Buyer event. Tuesday the 7th of March from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Alexandra Centre, Preston Street, Faversham. So Faversham is open for business. Owing to the success of the event they held in November, so I don't know if anyone's been to that, they're holding one more. It's a popular business event, hoping to encourage people to come along, meet the bar, blah, blah, blah. £25 for a stand as an FSB member. FBP member even. Sorry, Faversham Business Partnership member.
FBP.
FBP.
It's not
55.
Easy to say, is it?
No, FBP. And I've got the FSB sat there. And
That's what's throwing you.
Yeah, exactly. I've been talking to Alison over Twitter.
It's not the CIA or the FBI.
To...
It's the FBP or the BBP. Or the
£55 BBC. Pounds for a non-member. So that is on Tuesday the 7th of March, Meet the Buyer event in Faversham.
Fantastic. I want to tell you, this is your last chance. This is your last chance to book because it's happening this Friday, the 3rd of February. It's the Video Impact Summit. And before I forget, if there's a special offer for listeners to the Business Bunker. You can get a discount to attend, but there's not many tickets left because they're almost sold out. But if you go in and book a ticket and use the discount code CR105, you will get a discount. It's the Video Impact Summit, Friday the 3rd of February. It's at the Eastgate Centre, and that's near Dartford. And it's taking place at, I think it starts at 9 o'clock. I can't see it on here now. And it does say, oh, here it is. It's at the Eastgate Centre, which is 141 Springhead Parkway, Northfleet. Registration starts at 8:30. The event starts at 9. Lunch is included on the day. And the event finishes at 5 p.m. There is plenty of parking at the venue. And it's just 2 minutes from the M2 at Northfleet. And the nearest train station is Ebbsfleet International. There's a great lineup of speakers on the Video Impact Summit, which is David Shaw, who's a digital strategist, Lucy Hall, who's a social media protagonist, Hax, who is a filmmaker, and Hax is the chap behind this, Paul Blair, who's the owner of Spartan Retail Group, speaking on the language of sales, Katie Phillips, who's the owner of Daring and Mighty, and also Katya Varbanova, who is the owner of Perry 10K, a strategist speaking on the use of live video, and Miles George, who is the owner of Web Converters. So great lineup of speakers taking place this Friday, the 3rd of February, and you can book your tickets by sending an email to hax@haxmedia.com. That's Hax, spelled H-A-X. Or you can call him on 077-569-27761, but I think the email is easier, hax@haxmedia.com. Or you can go to the website, haxmedia.com/Video Impact Summit, haxmedia.com/Video Impact Summit. Tabitha.
Woman Work. Friday the 10th of March. The Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, not one to miss, in capitals. A full day of inspiration for women and the men who support them from all over Kent will be taking place at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells, Kent, on the 10th of March 2017. The afternoon event is completely free and full of brilliant networking opportunities and workshops for women, mothers and daughters from every walk of life, giving you the opportunity to be bold, be you and be heard. Tickets for the evening event are £5, with all proceeds being donated to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre, showcasing inspirational stories from the front line of life. So get your tickets here. Twitter handle @womenworkevents. Facebook.com/womenworkevents. Or www.assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk.
It's easy for you to say.
But, yeah, I think that's actually going to be a great event.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, Bird's going to be there. Are you talking? She's talking.
You're talking. Are you?
What are you going to talk about?
I'm talking twice that day.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, but it's only 10 minutes.
You can't shut her up, can you, really?
He says, it's really interrupting.
It's a really amazing event, actually. There's about 50 speakers.
Really?
Yeah, that's going to be really pretty big. I know. Pretty full on. I think they've got four... like halls with lots of continual speaking. So yeah, I'm speaking about daily rituals and how to support your energy.
So it's going to be a great event. And also, again, not much... personally, I don't venture over to Tunbridge Wells much, but...
So they not let you in?
No.
Have you not got a passport?
It's quite difficult from this side of Kent to that side of Kent, you know. They need to build a motorway through that.
Blimey.
But no, I think it's really important the fact
that pathetic. It's all the way from.
Okay, moving on. It's a really important event because it's about the women and the men who support them, as well as the working women, mothers and daughter element. I'm a big supporter of working women and working mothers, especially.
Me too.
Is that why you got me on here?
Exactly.
make me work.
Exactly.
And this is quite hard work. I've got a bit of a sweat. Well, it's very hot.
It's because it's hot in here, that's why.
But I've had people criticising, you know, getting messages wrong and things.
Yeah, did you see...
some criticism, it was feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
He is sat next to me.
There's a lady called Joanne who runs a company called Pâté Canapés.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I followed her on Twitter yesterday. She hasn't followed me back.
Yeah. She she was on a radio show on this station yesterday, and she tweeted afterwards about how hard it is to be on radio. You know, you don't think it will be, but it can be if you're not used to it. Good. First Wednesday networking. On the 1st of February at FM Conway, Conway House, Vestry Road, Sevenoaks, is the next Sevenoaks and District First Wednesday networking meeting. You won't know Sevenoaks, Tabitha, because that's, you know, that's a foreign continent to you. Yeah,
I am Kent born and bred. I've just been in London for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Blimey.
I'm a maid of Kent. That's the side of the river I'm on.
Really? Yeah. I can never get that right. I'll never remember
were
which...
Were you born in Kent?
No, I was born in Fulham, mate.
Oh, surprised we let you in.
What part of Kent's that in, then? I was from just round the corner from Stamford Bridge, mate. Anyway, the next Sevenoaks and District First Wednesday networking meeting will be on the 1st of February at 10:30 till 12, and will be kindly sponsored by FM Conway. Entrance to the First Wednesday networking is free for members and 10 quid for non-members. And guests are warmly welcome, and we would love to meet you there. We will be supporting a charity for the event, and this month's charity is Demelza, a charity providing the best care and support for seriously ill babies, children and young people and their families. The suggested contribution for the raffle prize is 2 quid. There is restricted parking at Conway House, but plenty of free parking for up to 2 hours is available at the nearby retail park. I very much hope that you can join us. If you want to know more about it, you can email Julie Phillips at info@sevenoakschamber.com. That's info@sevenoakschamber.com. I've got one more email I'm going to read, and then we'll go through to the FSB News Roundup. There's the Digital in Kent event, and it's the ninth of in the series of Digital in Kent. Stay ahead in the digital world. In the highly successful series of conferences, Digital in Kent offers expert speakers, cutting-edge content, and lively discussions. Avoid wasting time and money. Master social media and digital marketing with the experts. And that's on Thursday, the 16th of March. And that's taking place again at the Spitfire Ground, the County Cricket Ground in Canterbury. So do get along to that if you would. And now that brings us to the time in the show when...
Channel Radio News Update.
We bring you the news update of news and events from the Federation of Small Business. Do It Digital. The FSB helped to launch a new Do It Digital campaign this week, pledging to get 1 million small businesses to do more online in 2017. Alongside organisations like the British Library, eBay and Google, we made three pledges: to offer our new business profiling service to help members check and boost their digital presence, to roll out a free level of cyber insurance to all of our members later this year, and building their confidence to do more online, and to partner with Facebook on a She Means Business campaign to help online women entrepreneurs. Out of those, the thing that caught my eye was the cyber protection insurance. I think that's a really good move. We've talked a lot about the dangers of cybercrime just recently. And
that fits in beautifully for me to announce the FSB Cybercrime Information Workshop in Canterbury with JJ Systems. So there's a number of speakers. It is on Thursday, the 16th of February, from 4:30 p.m. Strange time, but I guess that's good for fitting in a day's work and then going along. It's at the Innovation Centre in Canterbury, Thursday the 16th of February, 4:30 p.m. The event is free to attend, so you can find out more by emailing FSB or Jack from jjsystems.co.uk. So that's jack.offen@jjsystems.co.uk.
Or you can book it through the Kent Business Radio website. If you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab, you will find all the details to book your place there, right there. The FSB report that job figures are steady. The FSB responded to the latest UK job figures, which showed the employment rate remained stable in the 3 months to November. The number of self-employed people has increased by 133,000 since this time last year, with the self-employed totaling 15% of all those now in work. This correlates with our own research showing small businesses continue to take on new staff. We now have 5.6 million businesses in the United Kingdom.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of great events coming up. Women in Business, monthly networking event at Base Point in Dartford. Oh, sorry, it's the bi-monthly networking event for the Women in Business at the Base Point, Dartford. So this is a great day on... Oh, I don't have a date on this. I'm so sorry. For more details, go to Twitter, at FSB Women. They'll be able to help you there. Or Deborah Turner is hosting it at U Image Consult. So it starts at 10 a.m. and runs until 12 noon. So it's a great morning of speakers for women in business to support and encourage fellow independent business owners with valuable advice for business women who have been there and done that. Also good to gain some insight into your business, including new ideas and suggestions, meet potential clients or women you may wish to collaborate with. So that's a really good one. Contact Deborah Turner at U Image Consult or at FSB Women.
Well, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab, there's full details there with the date, the venue and the booking links as well.
Yeah, I'm not being silly. There's no date on this.
Possibly.
One more?
Let me do one and then you can do one.
Okay.
I was feeling lonely. Tax reporting plans could be a disaster, the FSB report. They've responded to a highly critical Treasury Select Committee report on the government's Making Tax Digital proposal last week. It identified serious shortcomings in the plans for mandatory quarterly tax reporting. The report recommends pushing implementation of the scheme back from April 2018 to 2019-2020. I'm not surprised.
There's another Women in Business event that has just been finalised today, so it's hot off the press, and Alison has asked me, from the FSB, has asked me just to mention it quickly. Mm. Women in Business event at FSB Kent, 27th of June at Fraser's, which is a beautiful venue, rural Kent way. Been for a meal there, Edgerton? I think it's Edgerton.
Blimey, okay. Really is rural.
And again, find out more from at FSB Women. And finally, mm-hmm. Am I allowed this one?
You can say finally, but it's not finally because I've got one to read.
Well, finally from me.
Oh, okay.
Probably won't let me speak again after this.
Quite possibly.
Guide to selling online or in homes. So if you're selling goods and services online or in people's homes, you may have more responsibilities than those who sell over the counter and from the high street. The warning is in a new guide published by trading standard experts and comes after a third of businesses reported that asking for cancellation fees had led to disputes with customers. So this is a really important report that's just been published, and the FSB have got it here. So the details are
www.businesscompanion.info.
Cool. Done.
You're done. Good. Help shape the 16-plus technical education system. The government is creating a new framework to transform college-based courses into high-quality technical education options. The Department for Education is seeking small business industry professionals to become panel members who will collectively be responsible for developing the standards for specific technical occupations and panel chairs. If you want to get involved and have the needs of small business voices heard, then contact the Technical Education Panel of Professionals by February the 13th. To do that, you go to the following website, publicappointments.cabinetoffice.com.uk/appointment. Let me give you that again. publicappointments.cabinetoffice.gov.uk/appointment.
Can I interject?
Of course.
I know I promised I wouldn't, but Alison Palmer from the FSB has very kindly let me know the date for the next Women in Business event at Base Point Dartford is the 7th of February. So that's the business brunch at Base Point Dartford. For more information, go to at FSB Women at U Image Consult or Business Bunker website.
Business Bunker website and hit the FSB tab and it's all there. Cool. Thank you.
Channel Radio News Update.
That concludes our FSB News Update for another week. I've had a tweet in from the New Appointments Group, who are the lovely folks over there in Sittingbourne that run one of Kent's leading recruitment agencies, and they just tweeted in to say, love the show today, absolutely great guests, good quality banter, and the whole crowd at NAG say hello. So thank you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, so
thanks,
that's really nice, isn't
NAGS.
It? Yeah.
I hope I've added to the quality of that banter.
Yeah, of course you have.
Of course.
Keeping it clean.
Being a brunt of it. Brunt of it.
Clean brunt.
Clean brunt. Well, whoa. Whoa. That's a bit near the knuckle. I think it was her that introduced a couple of dodgy bits in there, don't you? Earlier on.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, well, you can ignore me.
I do.
Cool. Yeah, often. So, I just want to tell you what's coming up now as we're kind of at the end of the show. So, coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 5 o'clock, we have...
You're listening to Craig Avery on Channel Radio.
We have Mr. Craig Avery with 2 hours from 5 to 7 of his showbiz and music show, where he will interview various celebrities and play you some lovely music. That's from 5 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock, we have...
Welcome on to the New Potato Show.
18 tracks of unsigned new up-and-coming music presented by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show from 7 until 9. And then at 9 o'clock, we have our very interesting 1960s show, I Was Little Kitchener's Valet, that for some bizarre reason focuses on the year of 1967 every week. But there you go. There's enough material there in 1967 to make it workable, and we get a big audience to it. So I Was Little Kitchener's Valet, and that's on at 9 o'clock, focusing on the year 1967. And then, as always, on Channel Radio on a Tuesday, we finish the evening from 10 o'clock with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So there we have it. That's the lineup for the rest of Tuesday evening here on Channel Radio. Do stay tuned for that. But we've reached the end of another show here on the Business Bunker. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to the lovely Tabitha Beasley, my co-host, and Bird, my executive TV producer and live streamer extraordinaire. Thank you so much. And to our fabulous guests, Mr. Ash Lawrence, Mr. Keith Mabbott, and Mr. Adam Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to share a couple of hours talking to you about the fascinating things you're doing, and all power to you. Keep on keeping on. Thank you to all the listeners out there for joining us on another show. I'm going to retire to my bed ill now.
You did really well. I didn't hear one sniffle, one cough, considering you're actually dying of it.
I was coughing under the table.
I didn't even see
didn't
that.
Didn't you hear me?
I tend to ignore you.
So typical, huh? Typical. You'd have thought she'd have rushed to my aid, but no. So anyway, I managed to get through it. Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to share a couple of hours with you. As always, we will be back with you next week for another Business Bunker Show. Have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon. And don't forget, if you want to talk to us, if you tweet me at VanillaWeb and include the hashtag BBunker, we will always be happy to read out your tweets. So keep on keeping on, and we will see you all next week. Have a great week. Bye for now.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.